everyone. This is the Coordinating Committee of the Pacifica National Board. I'm Wendy Schrell. We're calling this meeting to order at 8:44 p.m. EST, and today is March the 10th. I need to take the roll and see who's here. And I've got, darn it, I just lost the list right when I was saying that. Okay, Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Jamie Ross. Jamie Ross from WBAI. Joe Wanzala.
Here, did you just call my name? Sorry.
I just called your name. Joe. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Wendy Schrill is here. Ifia Wangaza. Ifia is not here. LaVarne Williams.
Present.
And I'd just like to note that there is no one elected to this committee from WPFW. And we'll be working on getting another member from KPFK. Okay, just the real simple agenda as I have it is just to approve the minutes from the last meeting, get an update on the what arrangements have been made and what we need to do for the Berkeley meeting, the in-person meeting in April, and then just a little update on where we are with getting the back minutes up and posted on the Pacifica website. So Jamie took the minutes at the last meeting, which was February 25th. He sent them out right away that very same night. And I just forwarded them to everybody again in case they didn't have it. They're short enough we could actually read them. But
I changed phones.
Oh, thank you, Lauren. I would just entertain a motion to approve the minutes from 2:25:09.
So moved.
Do we need to read them? We didn't do a whole lot.
I think we're good, aren't we?
I think we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, then. What we did, I mean, I could just sum it up. We picked a date for the meeting. The PNB subsequently approved it. We talked about the fact that we need to get, there's some missing minutes on the Pacifica website, and I think that's really about it that happened. We're working on getting a more accurate committee roster. Next coordinating committee meeting is today. Okay, so anyway, is there any objection to approving the minutes? All right, thank you, Jamie, very much. You know, that just reminds me, no one's taking minutes right now while I'm talking. Is there anybody that could volunteer to do that? All right, I'll do it, I guess. Okay, so...
I'll try to jot some, too.
Thank you. All right, so maybe, Bonnie, since you know more about this than any of us, maybe you could just start to talk about the Berkeley meeting.
Yeah, I just have a few questions. It would be good to be able to know what time we're going to start on Friday, and the only comment I had around it is if you want to have lunch for everybody in the iHouse Commons, on Friday, the lunch hours are 11:30 to 1:30. So one way that we might do it, if you wanted to, was have people show up there, get their lunch tickets, and go have lunch, and then actually start the presentation of whatever kind of training there's going to be, you know, at 1:30 or 2 o'clock. Because if you go... I assume on Friday that what we'll do is take a dinner break and then come back and have the public session around 6 would be my guess.
Start at 6.
So, and I just need to know because the part that we haven't contracted yet are the meals, and I need to actually contract that ahead of time. So I guess the two choices are have people eat somewhere else on Friday and not do lunch there, or do what I was just saying and have lunch first for everybody and then start meeting.
Why don't we do it 50-50? Start the meeting at 1, have a few
We could do that.
Have a few lunch tickets. Some people are going to be flying in later or will will be eating at home or whatever. So make it a little bit flexible that if people can get there by 11:30 or 12, they can have lunch if they wish. And then start the meeting at 1. And I think Wendy's right that we should have the closed session then.
Oh, I thought you wanted to have a training.
No, you know, thinking about it again, I think, Wendy, well, what does everyone else think? I think that it is a good time when the public really are not going to be able to be there to go over some closed session items. Maybe it's best for the board to know what those items are at the beginning of the weekend.
Okay, before we go any farther about food, I wonder if we could just talk about when to start the meeting. I'll tell you that PNB meetings used to always start like Friday night at 6 o'clock.
Right.
Then, you know, we would have so much stuff to do that they started having everybody come in on Thursday night so we could start on Friday, and it would be Friday morning, like at 9 o'clock. Now there's always several people that can't do that and don't come at all for whatever reason. So I just want to be clear, like, is the reason you want to start at 1 so that people can fly in that morning?
Well, they could if East Coast people wanted to do that.
Yeah, this is Jamie.
Uh-huh. You could save 3 hours.
Yeah, that worked well for me in L.A. starting at noon.
Okay, because you actually flew in that morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to tell you, you know, we never got to strategic planning at all ever in the last in-person meeting. Mm-hmm. And I think that we need the extra time because we really, really need to get to some really heavy-duty issues.
Could you guys come on Thursday night, Jamie? There's planes, right?
Yeah, there's planes. You know, if I don't have to, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
You know, I probably could.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's, you know, the biggest expense is going to be getting everybody there. The plane fares is the biggest expense. And so the thinking has been in the past is to maximize the return on that investment and, you know, throw in another day. Now, when everybody's staying at an expensive hotel, it ends up costing more to put them up for Thursday night, too. I can be there. I could start early in the morning or at 1.
Let me just throw something in because I spoke with Lemlem and she apologized, but she sort of misspoke when she said that she's got places for all of the board.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
It's in an email.
An email today, and she realized that she just mistyped or misspoke. Either way. You know, I think that at this point she's got room for about half the people. I expect that there will be some more. I don't think in the end we'd be talking about very many hotel rooms. So I'm not sure that whether we have people on Thursday or not is going to be that big of an issue.
Right, right. So it's really about the efficiency of what we can do, you know, and maybe it is more realistic to start at 12 or 1, but I don't know. Either way, I think if we're starting at 12 or 1, then people have plenty of time to get themselves some food before they get there. That would be my vote, is to not feed them unless we're asking them to be there at 9 or 10. Then we feed them lunch and dinner. Otherwise, we just feed them dinner.
You know what we could do on Friday is not feed lunch, but do dinner. I hadn't put it in because we were figuring that the KPFA reception would be Friday night after the meeting.
Uh-huh.
And that we could all just take a short dinner break and have that be one of the dinners where we actually walk down, you know, down the street. Mm-hmm. But maybe I should just switch it to dinner on Friday, and we should figure that people will fend for themselves earlier in the day on Friday, however we set up the meeting.
Is it really? I'm just trying to remember. It doesn't seem to me to be that close to walk from there to go to restaurants.
Well, it's some blocks.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's not just right there. There's not much right there.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I'm just going to put, I think it will be smart if I just put into the meal contract that we'll do dinner there.
Okay.
On Friday. And that will allow us a little bit of breathing space to figure out what time we want to start the meeting.
Right.
It doesn't sound like we're going to start the meeting at 9 in the morning. So people should have time to either go get brunch or lunch before the meeting starts, I would think.
Sounds good.
Okay. Other than that, I have some stuff for John Armella, and I'll go over that with him at another time, just for him for setting up.
Okay, well, at least let's not make it 1. Let's make it start at 12. Can we do that? We can start anytime we want, right? We have the room?
We have the room all day.
Can people get the lunch and then bring it into the room and eat it there if they need to?
To set up to pay for it ahead of time.
No, I know that, but if we want to, for $7, if I want to buy a lunch there, right?
Yeah, I believe they said that food was fine in the room.
Okay, because, you know, I was really a stickler about not having a food in the room because of the feminist majority. So I just am curious about what their protocol is.
Their only protocol is that catering has to be done by them.
Oh, okay, good, good. So anyone who wishes to could pay $7 and get their meal and bring it in and eat it while the executive session, let's say, is going on. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that will be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, so people can just hand them cash?
Listen,
yeah.
First, the deal that I set with them was I got a discounted price on all of the meals.
Uh-huh.
What I had ballparked to them was for the meals that we would do, it would be 30 board and staff people that we would be paying in advance for. And if we were to do that, they agreed to let listeners who are hanging around the meeting buy their lunch for the same amount of money with their own cash.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is kind of awesome.
Yeah, that's
really
great, Bonnie. Terrific. It's really good.
Now, we might want to look to frat houses a lot. They're just set up for that, you know? Okay. All right, so is that what you guys are saying, that we want to start the meeting at 12 o'clock on Friday?
It's okay with me. Jamie, what do you think? I think he said it was okay.
That it worked well for him before. Of course, you know, that means, I don't know, that means that they're going to be on a plane, then just get off, get there, and go to the meeting, which, you know, some people like to do it that way. Other people like to rest after plane tickets. Flight. I don't care.
Okay. Have we lost people on this call?
I think so. Is LaVarne there? We're just talking to ourselves. We might as well just call on our cell phones or something.
Joe, is that Joe's lab?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, we got Joe. All right,
Jamie, what about you?
This is LaVarne. I had you on the cell phone. I had you on mute.
Okay.
I mean, you know, when I get ready to jump in, I support you. I want to miss. If you want, you're going to the next point, or where are we?
No, actually, where we are, LaVarne, is talking about when to start the meeting, and I'm glad you're here because
I heard all that.
I'm assuming that you will be able. You're going to be kind of in the hot seat to give us all kinds of financial information.
Yeah, we're working on that now.
And most of which I guess will be public, but there, you know, we're going to want to hear from you on what things that you're learning there. So do you think it's feasible to, what do you think about starting in the morning on Friday as opposed to starting at noon?
You know, I think noon should be fine because then it'll allow the people on the East Coast that can be here in the meeting probably by 1 or 2. More than, you know, you can start at 1, but you're right. That'll allow people to stay at home on Thursday night and just fly out early Friday morning. So, yeah,
I make up 3 hours on the drive in, on the fly in, so I'm still going to stick with 12, not 1, you guys.
Yeah, noon. I go with noon.
Okay. Good. We got Jamie back, too. Okay. All right, so we got something done. Friday meeting starts at noon. Please eat before you come unless you want to buy something there. Is that right?
Yeah.
I have a quick question for the Bonnie or Lauren. Is this in an area with like stores and stuff nearby?
It's a few blocks to get down to restaurants. There's tons of restaurants in downtown Berkeley, but you're a few blocks above it.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
But from the closest BART station,
there's buses every like 10 minutes.
Okay, so they take the BART to Shattuck or something, and then they take
downtown
another bus to get
Berkeley
to Piedmont?
And then the bus comes. It's very frequent because there's like four different bus lines.
Okay.
That will bring you within two blocks of the place.
Yeah.
I don't get this conversation. I mean, we're not the walking wounded or the unwalking wounded. Most of us are really able-bodied.
I'm just trying to get clear that people can just get themselves there. They can get food on the way.
No. I'm not.
Be ready to work at 12 is what I'm going to be emphasizing.
Yeah, and
no, Wendy, it has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
Carolyn was very curious about, you know, do we have to walk at all? And you know, I know she walks a lot. She lives in Manhattan.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Jamie is very able-bodied. He has young children. He can walk a few blocks.
I mean, people, if anyone has difficulty walking, they can certainly be dropped off.
Or take a cab.
And there is a disability access parking at Bolt Hall, which is across the street. I guess we should try to know in advance if we need to secure any of those. I think I have to call to kind of set that up. There's also regular parking for $9 for the whole day if people can't find street parking, which is two blocks away.
Okay. I think you probably need to set up some access for handicap parking.
Yeah, for a few people, but not for the whole board.
No, but for a few.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on here. We got something. We're going to start Friday at 12 noon. Please arrive ready to work. All right, so what does anybody want to talk about next on this? So Bonnie, you guys are setting up some kind of reception at KPFA, but now it's not going to be Friday?
No, Friday night.
Friday night, I know. Is it Friday night?
Yes, Friday night.
Okay. All right, so look, we got something else. Reception, Friday night. Good. I like having these on Friday night. The most inspiring thing for the board is to see the radio stations. And anyway, so good. And I guess you guys will figure out how to get people. Oh, there's a bus.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a mile. So
Okay.
I think that we'll be able to, you know, there should be enough people hanging around on Friday night that you should be able to do that. But I just figured that things like that don't have to be figured out right this minute.
Right.
I mean, if we really thought that transportation, that there was a particular event that transportation really was an issue for, you know, we can rent a van and I can hire one of the drivers that I use on the festival. But I didn't think that we could really sift any of that out until we really figured out how many people are staying in people's houses, where they're going to be, all that stuff.
Okay, and then in the meantime, not to discount this very excellent work, but I did see some kind of an email from Joe today about some other place, and we just thought maybe we should mention it. So can you tell us about it, Joe? I don't even think I got to read the whole thing.
Well, I mean, at this point, I think, you know, the main thing was to put it out there and see if, you know, people wanted to consider it. But I think if there's a lot of energy has really been put into the iHouse thing, so I don't know. And unless people really want to go into it, it may not be worth talking, you know, getting into a whole discussion.
Okay, well, I didn't want to discount your efforts either.
Right.
At all, nor did I. And you know, we did lock the iHouse, but if there was real concern and you want, if you want to investigate that further, do you really think it'll be a problem for the size? I think that people, that we could have 50 listeners in that room, along with the board. I hadn't been at a PNB meeting that had more than that, and most of them have been lesser amounts of people hanging out. So
you've been to the room, right, Bonnie?
Yeah, I went.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be fine, I think. But if you want to do that, certainly don't let me stand in the way. We'd have to talk to the iHouse and see what that means to us. But
yeah, I was just suggesting we talk about it, and now it sounds like Joe is saying that it's probably not necessary to even talk about it right now, right?
Well, yeah. No. I think, you know, it's more just because we've been doing some of this work, and, you know, we got answers back later. But, you know, the work has already been done around iHouse, and a lot of thought has gone into it. I mean, the general concern was just stuff that may not seem that important, at the outset, but, you know, just things like, just simple logistical things. I mean, apparently people don't mind walking, so, and that, but, you know, other locations may just sort of be closer to stuff if you want to just go, you know, half a block and get somebody to eat or whatever. But, you know, because iHouse is closed, but it's sort of up a hill and this and that. But I think it's, you know, it'll work itself out, I'm sure.
I mean, Barrows is not very far from the iHouse, so aren't they just a couple
right.
of
other? Yeah, but iHouse is up the hill. Barrows is, you know, a block away from the Telegraph. But again, I mean, it's sort of, you know, it'll take care of itself.
Okay, well, really, you know, I know that you guys were also working on it, and, you know, I'm glad that we investigated as many places as we did.
Right.
And really, if you want to reinvestigate this, we can. I don't want anybody... I'm not really, you know, selling the iHouse.
No. I mean, I think it's six of one half dozen of the other in some ways. I mean, they're just... One has... They have different advantages, you know. And there's really a lot of momentum around the iHouse thing. I mean, I just will sort of put out there to discuss. I mean... In the past, we seem to spend a little more time doing pros and cons before making a decision. But I think that given where we are, I don't know that it's enough of a fuss. I mean, it's just sort of an informational thing. I mean, if it was a situation where, you know, it was sort of a vastly better situation, then that would be self-evident. We wouldn't need to have a whole discussion about it. But I think overall, you know, when all is said and done, it's probably be all the same.
All right. So as the pro tem chair of the coordinating committee, I'm going to go ahead and declare iHouse the place, okay? I appreciate everybody's work on this. This is really awesome. I am so excited about these last few PMB meetings just being held in alternative spaces, you know. It's a little more work for everybody, but it's just a lot better use of our money. So anyway, thank you so much, Joe and Bonnie. So do you guys want to talk any more about what's going to happen at this meeting right now? I mean, we want to get as much stuff done that we can't really do on the phone. I mean... I hate to tell everybody this, but there is going to have to be some executive sessions. I prefer those to be at times that are either at the beginning of a day or the end of a day or like during Friday when other people are at work so that we don't have to ask the audience to ever leave and come back. And I don't know what those things are right now, so I don't know that we have to set it up right now. But if there's any kind of learning things that we can learn about, you know, radio and trends and stuff, I think that would be a good thing to do. We also have to, you know, just talk about...
Well, that doesn't have to be done on Friday. That can be done at a different time. And
yeah.
Ricardo will be available in San Francisco that weekend.
Oh, good. Okay.
So.
Well, just as far as that goes, do you know, like, would we have him... there the whole time? Would we just have him there for certain times? Do we pay him the same rate by the hour? Can we negotiate a deal since it's...
Yeah, I haven't talked to him about that. I figured that we probably wouldn't want to pay for him to be there the whole weekend.
Yeah.
But I can certainly talk to him about that.
Well, we sure can't afford 24 hours a day at even any reduced rate. So.
Well, he has a home in San Francisco, so it would
okay.
never be a question of 24 hours a day.
Okay.
He's going to be there, so it would just be when he was at the meetings. I think probably the best thing would be to block out times when we wanted him there. I don't know if we'll have to think about it. I don't think that that's... I'll talk to him about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was never done that way with prior... It was only done that way with one legal counsel, and, you know, it's not normal for them to live and eat and sleep with the board.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary.
Okay, all right. Okay, so...
Unless... And does anyone else think it's necessary? Or advantageous?
I want the board to meet him and him to spend, you know, 4 or 5 hours with us on one day, maybe, or three. Well, I don't even know what I mean by 4 or 5. Just, you know, whatever. We need
Absolutely.
To meet him. We've never met him.
Right. No, I think so, but not the whole weekend.
And it would be nice if he'd come to KPFA reception.
Absolutely.
I think. Okay, so that can definitely be worked out. So do you want to just go on now to the third item on this agenda, which is just where are we with these minutes?
Yes.
Okay, you know, we really need lots of people to help. Anybody who was on the PNB last year, I'm going to be drafting you to help with this because we've got to get... all of our minutes reconstructed, the ones that we, there's some that we just don't have that we're going to have to try and get from Mary and or listen to the meetings ourselves and write them. And then there's other ones that have been approved but aren't up on the website, and then there's others that we might have that haven't been approved. So how do you guys want to proceed with this? What we got was the list from Jack, which I sent to Grace, and Grace sent to the PNB, of when the ones he knows are either needing to be approved or have already been approved. And what do you guys think is a good way to proceed with this so we spread the help? Everybody needs to help. I think those who haven't been on the board before are off the hook until we can at least get to the point where we realize that we have to listen to the meetings again to reconstruct the minutes. Then maybe we can still assign them to people who weren't even on the board last year.
Yeah.
What I remember is that there are whole meetings that are really missing, and some executive sessions are within that because Mary had them on a flash drive, and the flash drive blew up.
Yeah.
So.
Now there's another kind of a thing where some of those were actually recorded, and we might be able to get them. But we probably need help from Mary to do that.
Right.
Is she in some way unwilling to give help? To help?
No, I don't think that was the case at all. We should just contact her.
Bonnie, can you do that? Are you kind of close with her?
I mean, sure, I can always call Mary, but I am going to tell you that with my workload,
uh-huh.
the fact that I'm... doing this stuff for the PNB meeting and also working on the 60th anniversary stuff, I'm kind of up to my neck. So I'm afraid I'm going to, you know, scream uncle at this point for a little while other than those two projects.
You're excused, Bonnie. You did a lot of work.
I'm sort of in the same place as Bonnie with I'm looking at my calendar, like, for March, and every day is filled in either with PNG or my job thing. And it's going to be that way until May the 10th. But I can, you know, I can promise all kinds of things. I'm happy to, I'd love to talk to her. I don't mind calling her. I'm just not very organized. And so that's why you don't want to just have it all on me.
Okay. Well,
how about we start with this? Okay, we have this list from Jack of ones that he says are approved. What we all need to do is find them. It's great to say they're approved, and I know he's right, they're approved, but they're not on the Pacifica website. So those of us who are on the PNB and all of us on this call are guilty here. Let's go back and look and see if we can find the ones he says are approved, and then we can get them up posted.
Okay, where's his list?
I'll send it to you all again tonight.
I have some approved minutes. It's just not approved. I mean, I have some minutes. I don't know if they're draft. I don't know if they're approved. But I have some, but I don't have them in an orderly place where they're all in
right.
One.
Right. Well, let's just start with Jack's list. Okay, I'll send it to you all again, and I'm just going to ask the people on the coordinating committee to please help with this preliminary part. And once we get it figured out, which ones we can get set up, and we'll just send them to John, who will get them posted on the Pacifica website, and then we can start asking the rest of the board for more help on reconstructing the rest.
Okay.
Is that a good way to start?
Yeah.
Now, if there's something that we know we're looking for that's more important than other things, then maybe we can talk about that in email. Okay, well, we've got some coordinating committee minutes from tonight that we can post. All right, well, anyway, the silence is deafening. Do you guys want to talk about anything else here?
Yeah, this is LaVar.
Oh,
LaVar. Hi. I mean, when you guys were talking about the very important business of timing and stuff, you know, it's like I didn't have any issues, so I didn't need to speak, but I do need to speak now.
Okay.
So what I need is, what I need to do is send a list to Becky in terms of the approved
board members?
No, well, not just board members, but everyone who should attend the meeting. So I can use the PNB meeting plus the staff list, but I think that Becky knows who staff is, but I should just put them on the list also. And also what Becky wants is that, particularly with the board members, not with staff, but with board members, we need an email request to her for a ticket. So that, you know, because what has happened is that, you know, the list came out from the last time, and there were people who had made reservations and didn't fly, or who were not board members. So luckily, like Becky said, with Southwest has the arrangement, like with STAR, she was able to apply that ticket to another person from Pacifica.
Oh, nice.
So,
oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we just filled out a forum to the FCC.
Okay.
That was sent from Christine Neera.
Right.
To John Kriegler, so he could update that. And that is the list of current board members.
Right.
So Christine could probably get their email addresses somehow, or we have it on the PNB list. Somebody can do that.
John can get that real easy. They've got the list of everybody on the PNB list.
Yes.
The email.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the basic list. If the election situation is resolved at WPFW, that will be one additional person there. And then John L. Mella is going to be coming, and he requested that we might as well talk about this now. John, you wanted to have Zuberry come up with you, right, to help you with the operations, if that's acceptable.
I don't know if John's there.
Yes.
Okay. Are you there, John?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So I hadn't followed through with that. Might as well take that up now. LaVarne Do you have any problem with John having the assistance from Zuberry to do the setups?
Yeah, the work has to be done. You know, I just need to know what the approved list is. No, absolutely not. I mean, whoever's needed up here to get the work done.
We'll have to check with Sean and get his approval.
Sean Heidkemper?
Yep.
Okay, so let's do that. So that might be one other person from the KPFK area.
We need to include Richard Uzel.
That's right, we do. We need to include Richard Uzel. And anyone else? Who else would come?
I don't think so.
I don't think we need to have Ursula or Brian DeShazer come this time because they presented last time.
Right.
Okay. So that's it. That would be John L. Mella, possibly Zuberry Fields, if it's approved by Sean Heidkemper. The list that was sent to the FCC, that's our current board list, plus if the WPFW, if we have one more director from WPFW, that person would be added to the list by either LaVarne or myself.
Okay.
Does that make sense? That would be the list.
Yeah, that's exactly what I need.
Okay. So there you go.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, LaVarne.
Yes. Hopefully that, you never know, it might, I'm crossing my fingers, it might work at D.C., although I have my serious doubts today.
Okay, and the fact that we can sit down the list, everyone needs to send an email to Becky, not just call.
Okay.
And Becky needs to, if any extraneous person tries to buy a ticket that's not on that list, she has to alert the national office immediately.
She'll just ask for a credit card.
Okay.
You know, we may want to consider, I don't know how this is all going to go, but for the next meeting after this one, that we actually have the general managers come. I don't know if we'll want to do that, but we may want to consider it. Depends on how far we are into actually, you know, I wouldn't have them come now because we don't know what we're doing yet. But you know, it might be a valuable thing to do sometime. We used to do it every time. Once a year might be a good idea.
Yeah. I agree, Wendy.
Okay.
I don't think it's necessarily appropriate this time. I don't think we can bear the expense at this time, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Maybe not next time either. I don't know. Then can you not afford it? You know, it's okay. Anyway, anything else, LaVarne?
Those were things that I had on my list. So I have the list, and we'll just send out some emails so that they need to send an email to Becky.
Okay, and we should ask people to do it now if they can, you know.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, if you send Becky the list pretty soon, and then we'll ask everybody to please book their flights as soon as possible.
I'll have Chris send it along with the other names here. With Zuberry might be the other person who will perhaps, if he calls, then we'll know that we'll put him on the list. If he's not coming, then, that'll take care of itself.
Okay.
I might see if we can arrange for a bunch of us to drive up from L.A.
Oh, a road trip.
Yeah, a little road trip.
And such a lovely trip it is. Highway 5 is so beautiful this time of year.
Oh, it is.
Actually, it probably would be after all this rain. Like that goes through, a lot of it goes through the garden area, you know, the produce growing area of California.
Central Valley?
Yeah, the Central Valley.
So
No, it would be very pretty, kind of, at this time of year.
Yeah,
some of it.
A little bit of green before it turns brown.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Look, guys. When do you want to have another meeting of this committee? I should have pulled up the calendar first. Is the Tuesday thing kind of okay?
Tuesday rocks.
Yeah, Tuesday's good.
Okay. I don't know. Do we need to have another meeting in March, or should we just have it in April?
I think April.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, I don't know. In 3 weeks, it's the 31st of March. Maybe you should do it in 3 weeks. You should do it in 3 weeks. I don't know.
Well, it's open.
You've got two guys.
It's open, and once we get into April, I suppose there's going to be... Well, my life is going to be crazy. But it looks like all the Tuesdays are open, except for the 21st of April, which is the KPFK LSB.
Hmm.
If that's even true.
Yeah, we rotate Tuesdays and Saturdays.
Actually, you know what? I'm looking at the calendar, and the Finance Committee meets on Tuesday the 24th. Obviously, they won't probably want to meet on Tuesday the 31st. Why don't we just go ahead and make it the 31st?
Of March. Good.
And then we won't get in the way of some kind of recurring Finance Committee. Hopefully, they'll have lots of meetings before the other meeting. Oh, we know the chair of the Finance Committee.
Yeah.
He sure sounds tired. All right. So
it's enthusiasm.
Should I go ahead and mark out the 31st for the coordinating committee at 8:30 Eastern time on March 31st?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody want to move to adjourn?
I so move.
All right. Good night, people.
Good night,
okay,
everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.